Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? No matter how good your business plan is, no matter how good your intention is, no matter how good the marketplace or the economy is, to create a successful business, you have to develop an excellent work culture at your company. You hire people because you want those people to do a task, do a job, to sell, to help make a profit. Your responsibility of the CEO, president, or business owner is to create a vision and an understanding of exactly how we are going to do that. In other words, you are there to help your employees succeed. And you have to determine what the best way to help them. And each person might be an individual who needs help in different ways. But if we don't create the culture of a stress-free environment, if people aren't willing to talk to you, if they're afraid of you because if something happens, you're going to yell at them, you're going to get angry with them, you're going to threaten them, well, we're not going to get the success we want. All people come to work, and initially they want to succeed. Are you going to help them succeed? Are you going to help them understand what they need to do, what their job is, what their job description is? Are you going to be talking to them, meeting with them, or meeting with your project managers or your supervisors? Are you going to make sure that our people have the tools that they need, the marketing materials, the understanding, creating a reputation of the company that's beyond no other? So when they go out and they're talking to people, they can talk about the company. What is your role in creating the culture? That's just what it is. It's everything. It's the reputation. Why, when someone produces a movie, do they want the movie star? Why do they want the person who's going to put people in the seats at the theater? It's the same thing. It's the atmosphere. It's the anticipation. People need to feel like they are important. They need to understand that you are there for them. They need to understand that they're doing something useful. They need to understand that they're doing something that has meaning and important, no matter what the job is. It doesn't matter whether it's the receptionist. It doesn't matter whether it's the person that cleans the office, the people in shipping, or a vendor that comes in. If you talk to them in the right way, if you make them understand that you care about them, if you make them understand that you are there for them, people are going to be much more productive. And that doesn't mean that you don't have to be a disciplinarian. It doesn't mean that you just let things go by, that you let people do what they want to do, that you let chaos exist. No, there are times where you have to be the tough business person. There are times where you have to be the person who stands up and says, this isn't right, this isn't the way we're going to do it, and here's how we are going to do it. And I need your help. I need to communicate to you what we need to do, and I need your buy-in. Because if we have one person in the office, one person in the business who is not making it a pleasant place to work, it's going to affect everybody. So what we're doing here in business is we're building a team, and we're building a successful team, and we're building a successful team where everybody knows what their part of their responsibility is, and they're taking care of it, they're executing it. They're making it work. And if someone's not making it work, well, it's your job to talk to them. But just remember, you are the person in charge. You are the person that's the visionary. You create. You create the company. You create the vision. You create the culture. You're the person that has to understand all aspects of your business. That doesn't mean that you have to know everything or do everything well, but you have to know how to hire the right people. When we're hiring people, We hire for attitude, and attitude helps develop the culture of the company. If people that work for you have a good attitude, what a pleasant place to come. You're happy to come to work in the morning. You're pleased that they're working for you. They're pleased that they work for you also. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.